you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I don't really think the Bible is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy hump day, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, rocketing at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. here on the Pacific Coast, a wee little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network, which streams 24/7 for you. Or you have downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher. We're, of course, at either place. You've given us thumbs and stars and all kinds of accolades. Or you've gone to crabdiving.com where you could find everything. Any way you're taking us in, we appreciate the hell out of it. Thanks for being here, ladies and germs. We're here for the next couple hours. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. What up, America?
What up, America?
Welcome to Crab Diving.
Yeah, still reeling from, honestly, from that clip yesterday of that guy accosting those protesters and that poor videographer who happens to be black. And the guy who made monkey noises at him and everything.
It was more like, it was very Deliverance, man. It was like creepy, fucking swamp-ass rednecks.
Like quiet, like dead quiet stare.
Yeah.
For a long, uncomfortable time, and then the ooh thing. Oh, creepy.
That's horrible. God, people are fucking idiots. I don't know. I mean,
good job, parents of him, by the way.
And can we just take a moment to say that was in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, seriously.
It was not in Florida.
Pennsylvania.
Not in Alabama or Georgia or the South. That's, I don't know why that makes me feel better about it, but
I did read a comment on one of the stories
the
that said,
fucking idiot.
I did read a comment on one of the stories that said, well, I know that area of Pennsylvania. And, you know, when you hear Pennsylvania, you think, oh, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, things like that. They're like, this isn't that. This is like in the middle of nowhere, fucky Pennsylvania.
Let's think about that state for a second. I mean, in terms of sports franchises, I mean, they have a straight up fucking rapist as their big,
alleged.
He's settled. I think Ralph. Oh God, but it's so many. Oh, he's a fucking straight up. You know that guy's a fucking monster.
Cosby.
Yeah. No, he's not even Cosby. He doesn't use drugs. He just uses his gigantic football body to rape chicks.
Ah.
And let's see. With the dog torturer, Michael Vick.
Yeah, who served his time. Oh, paid his debt to society.
Oh, yes. I would feel totally great about him being the face of my fucking franchise. Oh, God. And what else? And that Marky Kessler.
But as long as he wins.
Pennsylvania.
What if they're really good?
Philadelphia sports fans, think of those guys.
What if an amazing pitcher made the Cubs?
I'd hate him.
Who had a cockfighting past.
Ramirez.
Which might not be out of the realm.
Cock. Was a third baseman for the Cubs for years. Ramirez. He did cockfighting or something in Dominican.
Oh, wait, really?
I fucking hated him. And then they finally let him go when his contract was up.
Wasn't it Aramis?
Aramis Ramirez, cockfighter.
Wow.
Not the fun West Hollywood
not
kind.
The kind where you
torture birds.
I don't understand that shit at all. I saw a picture going around on the internet on, I think it was Facebook or whatever, but it was a guy, just looked like a regular white guy. holding a pit bull back in a pit, getting ready for it to go attack the dog fighting. It's like, do you know this man? If you know him, please contact authorities and things like that.
Yeah.
It's some fucking dog fighter.
That's fucking horrible.
I don't understand that shit at all. I don't get it.
No, they're fucked up.
Probably Trump voters.
Who knows? I mean, they also, what we're talking about here, I don't mean to generalize, is a bunch of overpaid idiot jocks. You know what I mean? Like Ramos Ramirez.
Right.
I mean, you know, he's a great baseball player, I guess. But he's probably dumb. And so Roethlisberger, he's a fucking idiot.
Well, some of that's cultural, though, too, right?
I mean, oh, sure.
If they're not coming from America, that might not even be illegal. They might not think there's anything, you know, heinous about it. Like in Spain now, finally, they're starting to, the younger generations are starting to wane on their interest for that horrible bullfighting bullshit.
Yeah.
That was one thing. I was in Spain for a while, and I was like, I'm not going.
Right.
I'm not going to one. It's just, I don't care. Cultural event. You know, people are like, you should experience that part of the culture. Fuck no. That part of the culture.
Well, what is that? You got to experience every shitty thing on the planet?
Yeah, I didn't fuck a hooker in Amsterdam either.
Right.
Well, no, I didn't. And
a Wednesday afternoon special.
Not that that's their culture,
right?
It's just a,
well, it's a red light,
an amenity.
Well, it's a red light district.
Yeah.
I mean, you kind of have to say prostitution is part of the culture of Amsterdam. I mean, they got a whole.
Do you remember the little off strip red light district that we came across? It was right
off-strip.
Along another canal.
Yes,
but it wasn't like in the downtown regular red light district. It was like four windows, basically, worth four buildings worth.
It was, you know, a satellite operation.
I guess it was like a drive-through.
Well, maybe it's, you know, you probably get. I wonder how much window space is in the red light district. I wonder what the economics are of it. I wonder if there's somebody there that owns a brothel and all these window spaces, or I wonder if there's just somebody that just is like, hey, I rent out these window spaces to prostitutes.
Yeah,
and I get a percentage or.
Video.
Whatever. I think to me the better thing would be just to rent out the window spaces, right?
What do you mean for?
And yeah, and then you just make a percentage of whatever the hooker
makes. Right,
that would
be a
better gig rather than like.
Well, then cleaning it.
Then you're in the minutia of like. Operating a brothel. Like, oh, today I gotta, what do you gotta do? I gotta wake up in the morning, I gotta make sure my blowjob prices are competitive to the guys down the block.
You have a sign in front like a gas station,
yeah,
you know, with the price.
Right. And the beauty of that would be is like as soon as say somebody outlawed prostitution, it's not like or something happened like that, you wouldn't be shutting down your brothel, you'd just be using your windows for some other purpose, you know?
Right.
Like
that's
chainsaw jugglers in
capitalism.
There or something. Yay.
That you know, participating in the culture thing is kind of bullshit.
Yeah. Roethlisberger's part of that fucking dumb white guy jock, you know, type A bro Tevye sandaled rape culture. You know?
Right.
And you're right. I just looked it up.
Privileged family, maybe?
He's never been charged. He's never been charged, but it's weird. I mean, you know, a lot of allegations though. I mean,
like,
yes. Oh yeah.
The big news today.
Hey.
Right. Bill fucking Cosby.
Oh, you know, he's a dumb rapist. He should have left the country. He should have disappeared a while back.
Should have dyed his hair black and gone to Puerto Vallarta with his mom.
He's going to fucking, yeah. He's going to die in jail.
Follow up to that, by the way.
I mean, he had the money. He could have disappeared. Now I bet it's impossible for him to disappear. He's been charged, right?
Cosby?
Yeah. He's been charged, so now he can't leave the country.
Could he really disappear?
Yes. Absolutely.
He's got Ken Lay money.
He's got all kinds of money.
I think he's going to have a sudden illness. I hope
yes.
not. I hope nothing bad happens to him, but. If something suddenly happened to him,
oh yes,
maybe he goes to the island of rich people who disappear themselves.
God, who's on that island?
I don't know.
Elvis, John Lennon. It
no,
was
Elvis
fake.
They found.
Did they find Elvis?
I don't think I'd I don't think part of my package would be if I bought that disappear me package.
Oh, yes.
I don't think I'd sign off on finding my fat ass dead on the shitter.
You know what my prediction is?
I might ask for a little bit better way to send me out.
Oh, shit. You know, my prediction is I think Bill Cosby's going to die in prison. Absolutely. There's just no way. He's getting charged with rape, and he's, what is he, 80-something?
Maybe he can take OJ's cell. OJ get out in a little while, a few years?
That's true. But, I mean, I think whoever is prosecuting Bill Cosby or whatever, they're going to make sure he goes to jail. I mean, he can't get off. I mean, you know what I mean? There's no way. I think Dr. Huxtable is going to end up behind bars.
I think so, too.
You know,
Sean King, the writer for The Washington Post, who I've said it before, if you doubt for a nanosecond that racism is still alive and well in the United States of America, go to The Washington Post and read a Sean King article. Drag yourself down to the comments and you'll see racism is alive and well, because he writes about race, and he's a black man who writes about race from a black man's perspective. Yes. But he came out with 6 tweets in a row today. Here are the 6 reasons why Bill Cosby is guilty. And he just listed, you know, a bunch of reasons. And one of them was, look, he's not Dr. Huxtable. He's not married to Claire. He's not Tootie Farkey, whatever the fuck her name was. wrong sitcom. It's not her. He's not her daddy.
That? Oh, that's Facts of Life.
Yeah, Tootie.
No rapists on
allegedly.
That show. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to disassociate the characters from the guy. You don't know Bill Cosby. None of us know Bill Cosby.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, well, what we do know about him is that he likes
mix
to
a
drug
hell of a cocktail,
drug chicks, and jag off on them.
So, I guess the story with this one was that they met. I don't know how the fuck he met, but he gave her a pill, and said and told her to drink alcohol.
That sucks. God.
And he's claiming it was consensual.
Come on, I mean, listen. I it's not funny at all, but it's just, come on. There's nothing consensual about him. It's consensual.
Right.
What happened, dude? Once
she's drugged out of consent range.
It's just the one time it was consensual.
Right.
The
it's
one
no longer
time.
Consensual.
That's what his lawyer is going to have to do when they're talking to the jury. You have to listen. I know this is crazy. It sounds so unbelievable, but I'm going to need you to believe me. This one time, this one fucking time.
Right.
This was the one time that it was right. It was they were really in love.
Bill Cosby was arrested in Pennsylvania, charged Wednesday with drugging and sexually assaulting a woman at his home 12 years ago.
He was arrested.
The first criminal case that's been brought against him out of 50-some. allegations. It says that this could be the biggest Hollywood celebrity trial in a long time, and it could send the 78-year-old Cosby to prison. They accuse him of, quote, this is from MSN.
Yes.
Prosecutors accuse him of plying former Temple University employee Andrea Constand with pills and wine, then penetrating her with his fingers without her consent.
Fucking gross, man.
While she was drifting in and out of consciousness.
Oh, my God.
Unable to resist or
what
cry out.
Fucking monster.
The district attorney-elect said she was frozen, paralyzed, unable to move. Court papers, prosecutors said the drugs were cold medicine, Benadryl, and some other unidentified substance. I've taken Benadryl. Never gotten to the point where I thought someone could stick their fingers in me without consent.
Wait, I mean, you're saying that his drug cocktail couldn't have been effective?
I think there's something. What I think the other unidentified substance.
Oh, I see.
The
Benadryl's not the quote unquote active ingredient.
I think it's part of the active ingredient, but
You don't remember that one episode of America's?
I'm just saying the other one is a binding agent. I think it's
binding agent.
Yeah, I think there's something going on with that other substance.
It's filler. Now, you remember that one episode of America's Next Top Model?
You sure? Which one?
Do you remember who? You know what? The photo shoot. I remember the photo shoot. The chicks were all posing on elephants. In China or India. Who knows? And one of the girls was feeling sick before the photo shoot. So her fellow model friend gives her some Benadryl. She said, "This will make you feel better." And then because she popped the Benadryl, she was fucking, you know, tired, lethargic. Right? She didn't smile with her eyes. Right. whatever Tyra Banks says.
She wasn't looking
says.
Fierce enough.
No. She was.
Speaking of, Fierce is available for production. It's one of our feature films.
Oh, it's a horror movie. Yeah.
Based on that, that's why we watched all those stupid.
Right.
America's Next Top Models. Yeah, at least that's what we tell ourselves.
Sure.
Doing research. And
it's a slasher movie.
We wrote a supermodel contest slasher movie.
It's violent, exciting.
At one point, supposedly got
interesting.
Got to the top of a large pile,
right,
and then got thrown out.
Well, we got thrown
Welcome
out
to Hollywood
because a dude got fired or something like that.
Yeah. But you know, hey,
whatever. Anybody wants it, it's for sale.
It's for rent. The Cosby had no comment on his way in and out of court. As he was arraigned on the charge of aggravated indecent assault.
Jesus, what is that? That's rape.
Yeah, which is punishable by 5 to 10 years behind bars, $250,000 fine.
Oh.
He did not have to enter a plea. He was allowed to remain free on $1 million bail.
Shit. So what do you have to put up, a tenth of that or something? Or
I guess so, right? $100K then?
God.
Probably had that in his left pocket.
They let him. I mean, to me, it's odd that you would let him out. I mean,
what do you mean?
Well, isn't he a flight risk?
I don't think so.
I mean, if he's,
everybody knows him in the everywhere. I mean, he'd really have to.
I mean, you just got to know one makeup artist with a tub of latex, and they can give you a weird nose or change
Check his
your
phones
race.
If he's been talking to Roman Polanski,
right?
It says, oh God, he was guided by his lawyers. He walked slowly into the courtroom using a cane.
Oh geez.
And wearing a gray tweed hoodie sweater.
Oh wow.
He seemed to have trouble seeing the paperwork and finding a place to sign. Listen to this.
Are we supposed to feel bad for Captain
Rapist?
Poor
doddering old Captain Roofy. Yeah.
Oh, it's Dr. Huxtable. You know, if I was his lawyer, if I'm Heathcliff Huxtable's lawyer, I'm like, listen, motherfucker, I'm going to need you to show up to court every day in one of those horrible cable net sweaters that you wore in The Cosby Show.
Right.
Remember those shitty, stupid sweaters he used to wear when he would do his dumbass dance? And everybody would, you know, he would explain to me why America fell in love with him in those sweaters and doing a dumbass dance and mugging to the camera. You. It's just like, and that's all the intro to the show was.
There's a picture.
So cheap.
Of this, the person, the plaintiff in the case from back in the day on the campus. And it's her. It's cold weather. She's wearing a parka kind of thing. She seems to have big poofy curly hair.
Yay.
She's wearing sunglasses. There's snow on the ground and shit. Okay. And she's walking two giant standard poodles.
Why do people have those dogs?
With weird poofy, like matching hair. Like it matches her hair. One's a black, one's gray, one's white. And she's got this weird poofy. But look at what the caption says. It says Bill Cosby's accusers. did he fuck the dogs?
Did he rape the dogs?
No.
God.
They may no longer be with us now.
Anyway. Why do you use that? I mean, it's not the dogs, obviously, but why do you use that picture with her with the dogs if you're writing this article? Is there not a picture without the fucking poodles?
Maybe that's her now. I think that's her now.
But again, why not crop out the dogs? It's just odd. It's odd.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's, you know, she's moved on. She's living her life up in Canada somewhere. She's a massage therapist now. But they pressed charges on him because the statute of limitations
right.
was going to be up next month. I mean, it's coming up. So they really under the wire had to charge him. So we'll, you know, keep your ear holes pressed to whatever device you use to suck us in.
we'll
of course, we're going to follow this. And you know who else is going to follow it?
The Hollywood Hick.
Yeah, absolutely. Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, listen to his show on the Sevens. Tonight, actually, though.
Right.
Don't forget, brand new sports-tastic Daily Upper Decker.
Cha-ching!
8 p.m. Pacific.
Oh, yeah.
11 p.m. on the Eastern Coast. Everywhere else, you can do the ciphering.
Right.
But that's live. And then
it's a 2015 year-end review edition of The Decker.
There you go. And that'll be up on iTunes, Stitcher, and at crabdiving.com in a day or two.
And speaking of our other shows, we have a feminist podcast, The Pretty Misandry, hosted by Maggie Strong.
The Feminitastic.
Twatting in saying that the character
it's probably not
no, don't say twatting.
Appropriate.
Damn it.
Yeah, I mean, verb to use.
She tweeted in she says that Danielle was the character on America's Next Top Model that was drugged. Danielle who though? I don't remember.
Oh my God, she remembers. That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Right, right. By the way, not only does Ryan watch ATM, so does Pat, ANTM, America's Next Top Model.
Yeah.
I haven't watched in a while.
Yeah.
But I did hang
They threw dudes in there. Which,
oh, yeah. It's kind of funny, though. They're stupid. I liked, what was the other show that was really good? The other model show that was more of a train wreck. Janice Dickinson and her idiot model.
Her. Yeah, she was out of her fucking mind.
Those male models, I don't know where they found them. They were the dumbest fucking people on the fucking planet.
Wasn't there a season of Pussycat Doll?
Oh, yeah.
Where they tried to find a new talent to fill
that was the best show.
Fill the void in the Pussycat Dolls.
Television. Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you? You know who hosted that? That fucking guy from you remember the guy that hosted the Pussycat Dolls? He was in a band. He was in a band. It was so bizarre. It was the guy from Taint.
Howard Stern.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
What was that show? What was that band? Damn it.
Yeah. I'll think of
Maggie,
it.
Tweet in. Tell me the name of that. Sugar Ray.
Yeah.
The lead singer, Sugar Ray.
Yeah.
Found his
she's
way.
She's too busy laughing at the fact that we watch fucking Pussycat Dolls.
That was a good show, though. But yeah, it was Marky Mark.
Mark Wahlberg.
Right.
Mark McGuire.
Oh, they have no last names on America's Next Top Model. I didn't know that. They don't go by. Then how do we know who to follow as celebrities and shit?
We just called them the dumb one or the really dumb one or the loud, annoying one.
Right.
The Pussycat Dolls present the search for the next doll.
Oh, okay. What was it?
On the CW.
Right.
God, it was hosted by
the guy from Sugar Ray.
Mark McGrath.
He was a rock star. Kind. I mean,
Lil'
Sugar
Kim
Ray.
Was one of the.
Oh, yeah.
He was one of the judges.
Whatever happened to her? She got arrested, didn't she? For something?
Yeah, but I thought she did
assault.
Her time. She's out again now, and she's out performing.
Really?
Yeah.
Name one Lil' Kim song. I cannot.
I think she's unrecognizable now. She's had significant. She's one of those who's had like unimaginable amounts of work done. So there you go.
Littler Kim. Is she Littler Kim or Bigger Kim?
Tweet us during the show, ladies and gentlemen, at Crab Diving. During the show, we keep our eyes peeled on that. You can also get us on Facebook.
Oh, yes.
Facebook.com/crabdiving. Lots going on there.
Oh, God, yeah. You know, I'm so sorry. I'm changing the subject. We were talking about reality television.
Yeah, sure.
You know what show I miss? I was just thinking about the other day. I'll do a line from it, and you have to name the show. You know what time it is?
energy.
That was the best show. What was that called? You know what time it is.
Flavor of Love.
Oh, yes. Damn it. What happened to that show?
Yeah, that was great.
The worst.
Well, you know, the things
worst
like
premise
that,
ever.
Things like that are just are brilliant for one season, and then a lot of sharks do a lot of jumping, and then it's just not so good. Like
they fuck
like,
it up.
Remember New York? New York was in that first
the
episode.
Character
that was classic.
Yeah, yeah.
And she, that was that whole season. That was amazing. The second season, not so great.
You know what time it is.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Then they try to make it better than what it was, and the novelty's kind of gone.
And I guess, you know, I mean, at some point, you're like, yes, we know Flava Flav is a lunatic. I mean, what more? It's just Flava Flav being crazy and shit, right? I mean. Anyway, great show. Follow us on Facebook.
Right. We can see what's going on in the news. I have a feeling the Cosby might be one of the headlines, but let's see what's going on.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, December 30th, 2015.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines. I was just wondering, there's a hashtag Bill Clinton sitcoms is trending.
Oh, shit, I love it.
On the Twitter.
What are some of, is this an At Midnight thing, or this is just a...
No, I think it's the right's attempt to
be funny.
To be funny.
Oh, good luck, guys. Hey, listen.
Big Bang Theory.
Oh, that's funny. Hilarious. That's not...
The Orifice.
See,
that's a little funny.
That's a great one. But see, like, Big Bang Theory, that's just, you know, you're not changing it. Yeah, I get it. But you know what I mean? You got to do something. You just can't...
Should be Arrested Development.
Oh, that's good. Sort of. Not really. That's not that funny. It's not based in any kind of reality. What would you arrest Bill Clinton for?
The X-Rated Files. Different Strokes.
Oh, God. That sucks. All these suck.
Three's Company.
It's not funny because, yeah, okay, maybe he had a threesome, but he's not known for that. Is there something involving a cigar going in a vagina? That's where the comedy is. Jesus Christ.
Let me scroll down. But that's trending on the Twitter. I'm seeing a few blue dress ones that are dumb. Most of these are really horrible. How I Cheated on Your Mother.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's a little funny.
That's a good one. See, that's funny. That's based in something, you know?
Right. Three's Not Company.
Oh, right.
Meh. Anyway, tweet us during the show also. The headline over at the commie pinko liberal Huffington Post, as I go from pussycat dolls Wikipedia.
Maggie tweeted in the picture of Danielle on the elephant. Yeah, I remember that episode. It was a great episode.
Unfortunately, there's bigger news than Cosby. Terror threat Brussels, it says.
Brussels.
And then it says New Year's Eve fireworks canceled.
Oh. Where?
Authorities in the Belgian capital of Brussels have called off their traditional New Year's Eve fireworks display, citing fears of militant attacks.
Yeah, so just stay home on New Year's Eve. Don't go crazy and go out to where everybody else is watching the fireworks. It's such a clusterfuck. You take out the terrorism, it still kind of blows, right? Because you're ass to elbows with people.
Yeah.
There's no room. Everything's expensive.
They last canceled it in 2007 when they were also on high alert after a plan was foiled by the Free Tunisian Nizar Trabelsi, who were
oh man, it's not funny, but geez, that name is just atrocious.
Oh wait,
isn't it, man?
They were trying to free a Tunisian named Nizar Trabelsi.
Oh wow, okay.
Convicted of plotting to blow up a military base.
Blow.
So yeah, sadly, you won't be seeing your fireworks in Brussels.
What are they going to do with all those fireworks? Keep them for next year, or sell them, or what do they do?
Indiana. You'll be able to drive from Chicago, go pick them up.
Oh, gosh.
Ship them to America.
What do you think the firework industry's like? Do you think people who like own a big firework idiot place in Indiana, they're like, oh, look at that, man. We bet we should call up the Brussels government and see if we can get a deal on their fireworks ain't going to explode.
Yeah, I don't know.
Somebody in Alabama, that's all they do in Alabama, sell
every,
fireworks
yeah,
and
every
racism.
Every 8 or 10 years, doesn't one of those places blow up? I mean, don't we hear about it on the news that horribly one of those warehouses full of fucking fireworks Shit. Went sky high?
I knew somebody that worked at a gunpowder factory. He was a chemist.
Oh, wow.
It was just in the 70s.
Damn.
And they had one in... This is when you could still smoke inside. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
And they had one little break room where you were allowed to smoke in this whole fucking place. Meanwhile, they made you...
Wait, why? None. None.
It was a different time.
None.
But hanging on the side of the wall was one of those little cigarette lighter kind of things from a car.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
It's just a heat thing you could put. But everybody had to huddle in the same room to smoke.
That's like that thing they had on the wall in the bunkers in... London, remember?
Oh, yes.
In Churchill's bunker.
Beyond the barricade.
Can you imagine them down there fucking smoking?
Churchill's bunker, name of that porn of World War II.
Right.
Well,
did you go in Churchill's bunker?
Yeah, we both did.
Okay, yeah.
We went in Churchill's bunker. It was crazy in there, man. Could you imagine riding out World War II in a basement?
In the little phone booth he used to talk to Roosevelt?
Yeah.
And you know,
can't get any cell reception down there. That would suck.
Yeah. So there you go. That's the headline over at the HuffPo about what's going on in Brussels. Let's dumb it down. Crank your calendars back a few hundred years.
Crank it.
And there's a picture of President Barack Hussein Obama he's wearing earphones, which means he was probably listening to. A speech of some sort.
Oh, really?
You know, and
was he listening?
Translated.
Wait. Are you sure he wasn't listening to Crab Diving
or Wu Tang or something? The way they think.
Oh, did he get a deal? Did he buy Scarelli's copy of Wu Tang's album?
And he's doing the OK sign for some reason.
Are you
and
sure that's not? I'm getting high.
The headline. Oh, that's exactly what it could be. It says spying on Israel.
Perv
swept up members of Congress. The President Obama announced 2 years ago, it says, this is from the Wall Street Journal, I believe, owned by...
A bunch of right-wing nut job dickheads.
Rupert Murdoch.
Evil!
If I'm not mistaken.
The Sith Lord Murdoch! What color is Rupert's lightsaber? Yeah. It's purple!
Old, white, and wrinkly.
What are the negative Jedi colors, or the bad guys? What are the dark side lightsaber colors? Red?
Well, no, I don't think there was an actual restriction of color, was there?
I don't know. I'm sure there's
maybe
some nerds.
There is.
If there's a nerd listening right
How
now,
how dare
like,
you? Yeah,
I don't fucking know. That'll be where our death threat comes from. Nothing else. We'll be talking about the Star Wars incorrectly.
It is owned by News Corp, which is owned by
the Sith Lord himself.
Sith Lord himself.
Jeez. Yeah,
Rupert Murdoch.
Talk about a guy.
The founder of News Corp.
That guy must have some constitution. Like, how old is Rupert Murdoch? Like 120? He's like Yoda's age.
He's still the executive chairman. His son, Lachlan Murdoch.
Oh, he sounds like a total dick.
Co-chairman.
Lachlan. Are they Aussies?
Yes.
Yeah.
So they say that President Obama said a couple of years ago that he would stop eavesdropping on friendly heads of state after they found out that a lot of our surveillance was including, remember they got into Merkel's phone or some shit like that. But it says behind the scenes, the White House decided to keep certain allies under close watch. Now don't forget, this is the Wall Street Journal owned by the evil Lord himself, the Eye of Sauron.
Oh yes.
Or the twat of Sauron. The taint of Sauron, the
Sauron,
evil, saggy, stained.
I always assumed Sauron was a guy, or the Sauron lack.
Well, who cares?
Sauron is just evil.
It's genderless. Ambiguous.
Oh shit!
It's
like a Barbie doll. Sauron. You remember reading that part in Lord of the Rings?
Big,
that was one of
giant tits and smooth down below.
Yeah. Well, that was a description in the book when Willow. Oh shit, it's not Willow. Wait, Willow wasn't in Lord of the Rings. Willow was in Willow. No, the show Willow.
Willow was in Willow. Though I can't guarantee that that actor that was in Willow wasn't in Lord of the Rings.
Who was that? Nobody fucking knows, yeah, man.
I don't know.
Damn.
He didn't go on to the Game of Thrones gig, so he didn't get all famous. And
right.
Shit. The how often, you know, I remember when I did that that soap opera Passions.
Oh yeah.
And I was at one point really thought that I was getting punked and I was like on video or some shit because I showed up. It was supposed to be a Christmas scene.
Right.
My lines, I was talking to the witch. Remember they had a witch?
Is this when you played Woody Brown?
No, wait.
Woody Brown was your character's name?
I said, no, wait. I don't remember. It was. Okay. I was an ice skating dude.
Well, you've been in a couple of soaps, though. Maybe this is another one. No. I thought your character's name was Woody Brown.
Maybe it was. And
I just remember your lines or something.
And the guy, he was the skate shop manager, and I had a few lines.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And but I showed up there, and there's like a hallway, and then you get on this elevator, and right as I was waiting for the elevator, the door opens and in walks a little person in an elf costume. And I was like, oh man, come on.
You think he come owns, on. Does he own that costume?
That's what was going through my mind. I'm like, you know, this is, that you sucks. Know, that he's got his own array of different humiliating costumes that this poor guy has to wear. And then I rode in the elevator up with him and we were just both right. quiet. You know, it was just
You think if you're the agent of somebody like, say, Peter Dinklage before he was a big star, do you think like, listen,
it might have been Peter Dinklage. I got a bunch of years right. ago. Was he on Passions?
I got a level with you, buddy. I have some bad. If you're going to be in this business, you're going to need to get your
Wait,
own.
I think it you, was Peter Dinklage.
You got to get your own fucking elf outfit. Really? You met Peter
wasn't
Dinklage?
Wasn't he on Passions? Wasn't he?
Yes. I don't know. I don't remember.
Wait, maybe I'm
losing
my mind.
I'm not familiar with the Dinklage catalog. God. I mean, I would be like, listen, buddy, you're going to have to get your own fucking dwarf outfit, elf outfit, everything. Oh, really? Well, I mean, you know, you're in the right category. Or whatever. God, that's a horrible way to put that. Nice. I like to categorize.
Right.
Jesus.
Yeah, I don't see Passions on his resume.
Maybe he took it off.
My apologies to
by the way,
whatever
I mean,
little person I thought might have been.
We have to acknowledge the fact that, I mean, you know, there was a soap opera based around a bunch of fucking vampires. That's crazy.
What, on Passions?
Yeah, wasn't that the show about vampires?
No, they had witches. I don't know if they had vampires. They might have had vampires.
There was
but they definitely had witches.
But there was a soap
that
opera.
That was my scene, yeah.
Oh, really?
There was some witchcraft.
It was a Wiccan-themed soap opera.
The little baby did witchcraft for the first time.
Oh, shit.
In the stroller.
Is that what Wiccans
and
do?
And fucked up the... I was pulling names out of a hat. To win a pair
right.
of free skates,
and she put a spell,
and the baby zapped me, and changed Jeez. The and changed the name on the or had me read it incorrectly.
Yeah. Was that a? I mean, is that a rite of passage?
What
for Wiccan children
when their first spell
when they cast their first spell?
I guess so. I don't know.
Yeah, I watched. We didn't over the holidays. Didn't we watch a movie about witches or
with
something?
Your mom?
Oh God, that's right.
Practical Magic. Practical Magic, yeah.
Sandra Bullock.
It wasn't that horrible.
No, it's good. I liked it.
Yeah, it was kind of fun.
I enjoyed it. It's scary, though, the idea that, I mean, it's kind of a spoiler alert. I don't care. It's been, how long has that movie been out? 27 years?
A long time, yeah.
When they bury that guy that they kill with their witchcraft
yeah.
in the garden, and then he starts to come back because...
He's
Nicole Kidman fucked up.
They cast a spell to bring him back.
Right.
So they don't get in trouble for killing him, but then it doesn't quite work all that right. well.
Yeah, Wiccans, be careful with your power. Yeah. I don't want your religion fucking up all my Sundays.
I think the Wiccans are the least that we need to worry about.
Oh, absolutely.
Of religiosity these
days.
Wet
your broomsticks.
So I guess the story from Drudge is that some of the Israeli leaders that were spied upon during, you know, when the administration was still spying on other leaders included conversations, private conversations with some U.S. lawmakers.
Oh, okay.
I wonder if Schumer is in there.
Doesn't everyone spy on everybody? We're a bunch of voyeurs.
Well, yeah. This is the funny thing is that I think, you know, outwardly they're all, oh my God, I'm outraged. I'm outraged. Inwardly, yes. They're probably like, ha ha ha, we got you. We caught you. And, you know, I'm going to have to go on TV and express outrage. Okay. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. What was that reality show that took place in Britain about the spies? Remember that? Where you go on a thing and you learn how to be a spy and you have certain exercises you do. And right. At the end of the show, they crown somebody like Queen of the Spies.
That was a competition, a reality competition where didn't they like snatch them off the streets for the first episode?
They went through MI6 training.
Something, yeah. They went through all the spy training.
Do you think you would make a good spy, yes or no?
Me?
Why not?
I don't know, maybe.
Smart. You could do that.
Well, yeah, if it's just like acting, that's all you got
to
do.
I would love to be a spy.
I mean, if you're talking...
shoot somebody? Well, yeah, I don't want to do
kind
that.
Of shit. I ain't doing that.
I want to be a spy who like... I have a relative that used to be a private detective.
Keep an eye on somebody. You know? If they go out to dinner, go out to dinner.
Well, these days, I mean, honestly, with social media and all the checking in and the Twitter, you don't have to go anywhere to follow somebody. Follow your stupid ass social media fucking streams. But I had a relative that was a PI, a private investigator.
Oh, cool.
He worked well. He had this job where
TV is cool.
He worked for an insurance company. And his job was to follow people around that had filed different claims to see if they were fraudulent or faking.
Right.
And he had one gig where he's following somebody around that claimed he was out of work, couldn't work because he hurt his neck. He was getting bullshit.
Work comp.
So he had to hang out at this pier by this dude's house, and he pretended to fish the whole time. Which I was kind of like, why did you pretend to fish? Why didn't you just fish?
Oh, well.
You know what I mean? Could blow your cover.
But what if he's distracted by some asshole bass at the wrong moment?
Right.
He's supposed to be watching his perp.
Right. Well, what if the perp sees somebody fishing on that bridge? It's like, hey, look at that pole he's using and that bait. Oh, my God. I made that guy. I blew that guy's cover.
Well, maybe
he's fishing incorrectly.
Maybe he was faux fishing correctly.
Maybe. Hey, by the way, speaking of those, how about those, that one guy we met in Florida in my mom's neighborhood?
Central casting, dude.
Oh my God. I'm on a pier catching mullet.
What type of dog is that?
Everyone always asks about Kate, no matter where we go. They ask. And everybody knows what that dog is. It's a Jack Russell Terrier.
Right.
But what fucking kind of dog did he think it was? A poodle?
I don't know.
A Doberman?
He had some similar kind of terrier that he talked about, I think. That's the story there with the whole U.S. spying on Israel may have caught some, I guess, you know, we'll have to see what's in these conversations, but
these
conversations between U.S. lawmakers and some top Israeli humans.
Will there be any political fallout as a result of this discovered spying upon?
Who knows?
Predictions.
I mean, I would hope so. I think our tongue is a little too deep inside of the rectum of the Israelis that, you know, there's some shenanigans that they are doing now.
Wait a second. Is that the official position of crab diving? The official position is we believe that our government has their tongue too far inside
too
the
far.
Rectum. A little too far
right.
of the Israelis. Should we apologize? For illegal tonguing.
Right. They, you know, I mean, the shit that they're doing to Palestinians, uncool.
Oh, yes. Oh, it's all horrible.
Obviously, the terrorism from the Palestinian side,
yes.
Heinously uncool, but it's grossly overmatched
bad.
Right now. And essentially turning that one section into a fucking giant human gulag is what it is I don't think. A way to turn the people towards your cause.
You know, I'm surprised because isn't this something that George Bush, Jr. worked on when he was president? I mean, I remember him working with the Israelis to try to bring peace to the Middle East. This is something he wanted to achieve.
Yeah.
So what happened with that? Did that not work out for him?
I don't think it did go great.
I remember when he was president, there was something about him, you know, negotiating with the Israelis and the Palestinians, trying to bring peace to the Middle East. We're like, this is the guy?
Right.
Nobody's ever been able to do that, ever.
And
George Bush
are sometimes just blind filleting of the Israelis is one of the reasons that the other countries in the Middle East fucking hate us.
That's blind fellation.
Right.
This blind fellating must stop.
You
only cited blowjobs. Any other is immoral. Wow.
Good news from the city of Ramadi in the Iraq.
Yeah.
The U.S.-led forces killed 10 Islamic State leaders in airstrikes.
Oh, shit.
Including some individuals linked to the Paris attacks.
No blind filleting there.
Dealing a double blow.
Oh, shit. Double.
To the militant group.
Oh, God.
After Iraqi forces ousted it from the city of Ramadi. So not only did they get their asses kicked out of Ramadi, but then we drone the fuck out of them.
Oh, man.
And killed 10 of their leaders. And
but we're not doing anything.
Right.
That's what Donald Trump says.
And, God, you know, I saw even the poobah of the Islamic State right now, Abu Fuckwad Dick Licky.
Abu, not going to work here anymore. You remember that from Office Space?
Yeah.
It's the funniest line. Now I got this consultant's in there trying to, he's cutting people from the, I don't know. Everybody's seen Office Space. That scene where he's like, not going to work here anymore. It's funny. Look it up for yourself.
But they took, he went on and even gave a speech saying, you know, we've suffered some losses, but we will be strong. I mean, he was admitting that we're kind of getting our asses kicked and we're losing.
Who's he?
I'm sorry. Abu fuck.
Abu
Giddley.
Abu.
And then, but the Iraqi army took back Ramadi.
Right.
It's a big fucking deal. I saw it on Fox. They actually reported upon that.
What?
But the headline was,
it's a negative slant to ISIS getting beaten.
Yeah, the headline was, how long will it last? You know, Ramadi retaken, but will it last? That kind of thing.
God. Fuck off. Will it last?
Right. That's the Fox News spin to it.
Yeah. God, Obama just can't fucking win. The only way Obama wins is if he bleaches his whole body and turns white.
He's just got to quit. He's just got to get out.
I imagine Obama, he'll just go to Congress after he bleaches his whole body. He's be like, look, I made myself white.
Yeah, not good enough.
Does that help? Is that good enough for you?
He's still a Muslim.
Oh, shit. Man.
Yeah. So there you go. Good news.
You know what time it is.
I guess. The Middle East.
I mean, you know, it's fucking, there is no good news. We're bombing, shooting, fucking with shit. We shouldn't be doing any of that, but we have to because it's ISIS.
I've got a story here. We can get into what's going on.
It's the 2016 Republican primary.
So again today, the Donald was speaking somewhere.
We heard part of it.
We heard part of it. And I think he's already making headlines with what he said today. He was talking about Hillary Clinton.
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, yesterday he gave some weird...
I remember that.
He gave some weird interview, some press conference on his fucking plane on the tarmac.
Jeez.
And...
Is that a move?
He's going to be... I guess.
I mean,
not?
Is that to say I'm so important, I get off the plane.
I'm not getting off my plane. Yeah.
And people are so excited to see me, they'll come to my plane. What a narcissist.
And he basically said that he's going to start a massive, he's going to start spending money. He said he's going to spend $2 million a week, maybe.
Oh, jeez.
It may be more. But then it was funny because he's like, look, he goes, I'm $37 million under budget. He goes, by this time, I thought I would have spent $37 million, and I've spent nothing. He goes, other people spend $59 million,
yeah,
and they've got 2%.
Well, I mean, fuck. That, now, that is a point you can't argue.
Right.
I mean, he
and he, what we did here was he said some heinous lies and bullshit about Bernie Sanders.
What's his problem?
Here's what he said about Bernie Sanders.
I hate this.
Yeah, this part is irritating because it's just
the
a
jobs
lie.
That are being lost and people aren't paying taxes and all of this stuff, right? And all of a sudden, people are coming over, and I'd say the wall, and now they're starting to say the wall. We have to be progressive in our thinking. When I say progressive, I mean like smart. I'm not talking progressive like a Bernie Sanders would say. This guy wants to tax you. Think of it. Think of it. This guy wants to raise your taxes to 90%.
No. No. He no.
Yeah.
And Sanders has talked about 90% in the past. He
right.
said, look, back in the 50s, the highest tax rates paid by the highest millionaires was 90%.
Right.
And that's the golden age that they all spank to.
Right.
Right? And they but
the
they
golden
don't,
age of spanking.
They don't
right.
But so when he says he's looking out at a sea of now I don't know where he is. He's somewhere north fuck south Wadistan. I don't know, South Carolina.
Yeah.
Hilton Head, South Carolina. Okay, so this is money. So this is old white people with money that
old
like him.
White rich.
And
perfect.
But for the most part, he's not going to, they're not, he's not taxing
no.
regular people at 90%. It's just not true.
It's really, really rich fucking people,
poor,
right?
In fact, the poor people would pay zero taxes on
yeah.
Bernie's, you know, they raised the minimum level
right.
where you start paying taxes because fuckwads like Trump would be paying more.
It's impossible. Like, how does Bernie run against that other than calling Trump a liar? Because Trump is lying.
Right.
It's if I mean, it's crazy. It's like he's just picking numbers from Bernie's speech.
PolitiFact rated that a pants on fire.
Oh, shit.
In October already. He's
Damn.
Mentioned this before. He's accused Sanders of raising taxes to 90%. And PolitiFact gave it a pants on fire. Liar, liar.
Jeez. For these people that really, I mean, I enjoy listening to Trump because he's crazy. And it's pure
it's great.
Fucking entertaining.
Right, right.
I will never vote for him. I will never vote for him.
No.
But if you would, who is that person that votes for Trump?
Angry.
But
just angry.
But what,
just blind anger. And they're angry at the system.
But it's dishonest.
They don't care. They love the fact that he's making news now because he's saying, look, Bill Clinton's fair game.
Oh, yeah.
Because Bill Clinton's shenanigans are going to be fair game because Hillary accused Trump of being a sexist.
You are.
And she covered up for him, for Bill. Allegedly.
Well,
that's
I mean,
what they say.
Didn't she just support him? She stood
well,
by
well, yeah,
him.
Yeah, what's she
going to
do?
I mean,
she didn't. Yeah, so.
And by the way, does she really give a shit that Bill Clinton put a cigar inside
no,
an intern?
He's
right?
pissed that he got caught putting
yes.
a cigar inside.
Yeah.
This guy wants to tax you. Think of it. Think of it. This guy wants to raise your taxes to 90%. No, think you'll have to move out of this. I love this area, by the way. I've been here many times. Great golfing area, right? We love it. No more golf if Bernie Sanders. No more golf.
No more golf if Bernie Sanders wins.
Oh, shit. See, now Bernie's going to have to come out and say, listen, if I'm elected, golf will...
There will still be golf.
We'll proceed to have golf. Actually, right. More people might be able to play fucking golf.
Not brown ones.
Oh, yes.
That,
I'm sorry.
We can't vote for him. We can't vote for
I'm
them.
I'm sorry, Pat. There will be mandatory people of color golfing. You will be okay.
No more golf if Bernie said no more golf. No. You won't have any golf anymore. They won't be. You won't have any money left to beat golf. You'll be paying it in taxes.
No, it's just so not true. You'll be paying it in taxes, you asshole.
Yeah, you
dick. And closing all these loopholes and repatriating trillions of dollars that you've dickholes have sent overseas.
You know, it just sucks because if you have the moral high ground, if you're right, you have to actually explain it. But if you're lying, if you're a big fat liar, part of the perk of being a liar is you don't have to support your lies,
right?
Because they're lies,
right?
And it's easier to explain, right? It's sexier. I don't know. God, people are fucking dumb.
If you go to our Facebook page, ladies and gentlemen, facebook.com/crabdiving, we have a story there that, you know, it kind of requires the visual, but it's this Trump spokesperson. I think we played clips of her before. She's just a festering asshole.
Oh, yes.
Lunatic, crazy. She went on, I think it's the CNN. Katrina Pearson is her name, the national spokesperson for the Trump campaign. And she was wearing a necklace made of bullet casing.
God, people love guns. They love things that shoot and go boom. I don't get it.
The
guns.
One of the founders, I believe, of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America.
Okay.
A great group.
Right.
Tweeted, "Surely Katrina Pearson wore a bullet necklace on CNN to bring attention to 90 Americans fatally shot daily. Hashtag gun sense."
Right. Okay.
To which Katrina Pearson, a spokesperson for the Trump campaign, responded.
Okay.
"Maybe I'll wear a fetus next time and bring awareness to 50 million aborted people that will never get to be on Twitter."
Wait, oh my God. Are you saying that all those aborted babies were missing out on a potential twatters?
Oh my God.
Think of all the Twitter handles that die.
Think of all my clever tweets they've missed.
What about Instagram users or Instagrammers?
Right.
We have to save every potential, you know, load is a potential new Instagrammer. God damn it.
What a class act. You want to hear a little bit of this idiot on CNN wearing her.
Let's talk about where Donald Trump has been directing his attention in the last week or so. We here have noticed a change where Hillary Clinton has popped up more and more often. In fact, I'll show you this. We did a word cloud of his tweets just in the last week. The bigger words are the ones he's used most commonly. And what do you see right in the middle there? Certainly Hillary, but also Jeb Bush. Not to mention thank and poll and great and so on and make America great
and
again.
And CNN.
And CNN. There you go. We get our plug. But the two biggest, Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton. Why the focus on them right now?
Well, I think both you.
Do you think there's a nerd downstairs who did the word cloud? Is like, oh, they love my word cloud.
Yeah,
I think it went over really
well. But they were like, oh, we got a mention on Donald Trump's word cloud.
Now, I would be that nerd, by the way.
Oh yeah,
not that I'm dissing.
Those
nerds.
Are cool. We should do that one with crab diving. Can we do one with crab
word
diving? See?
fuck.
No, I mean, he said CNN was mentioned in that word in Trump's word cloud.
Right, because they had
negatively, I would imagine.
Well, they had the last couple of debates, so, right? Didn't they? So,
all right, but Trump hasn't he said CNN is horrible? Which they are. I agree with Trump.
Sure,
they are horrible.
Horrible now.
You own you give Don Lemon a job. Don motherfucking Lemon. That being said, if Don Lemon would like to do a podcast on the Crab Diving Network,
call in.
Come on in, lunatic.
Right.
Talk about your wormholes and your what well said weird ass. Fucker say what does he say? Wormholes and there's something else that was strange that he said. Don Lemon, the Malaysian plane could have
that's the main one I can remember.
Into a wormhole.
There's been other shit, but
whatever.
I think he's not great to black people. Like I think he's
he's racist.
He said stuff against Black Lives Matter.
Lovely.
And shit like that.
Good job.
I could be wrong, but
go fuck yourself.
My couple of brain cells, that's how they're firing, firing right now. Here's this idiot. Here's a little bit more of what's her face. What is her name here?
Who? I don't know.
Katrina Pearson,
Bullet Lady.
Yeah.
For the last few years, we've all been told that this is going to be a Clinton-Bush matchup all over again. Turns out that's not going to be the case. You know, Jeb Bush was the one out there to beat at the beginning. Donald Trump came in and smacked him down, and now it's going to be up against Hillary Clinton. We feel very confident Mr. Trump is going to be the nominee, and he wants to focus on the future.
And CNN, there you go. We get our plug. But the two biggest...
No, I'm moved. So that's there you go.
Is this just me being a big liberal ninny? But you know, I hear a lot of people from the Trump campaign saying things like, "We haven't hit them yet. We haven't. He beat them down. He's a smackdown." I mean, today on his speech, he's like something about Hillary. He's like, "I haven't even hit her hard yet." Oh yes.
That's what it is, right?
It's
the violence porn.
Welcome to right-wing nut job torture porn, baby.
Conservative mindset. Yeah. You got to punish. You got to.
What a bunch of repressed pervs they are.
Yeah. And that's what they don't care about what he's saying. And you know, when they're like, well, I mean, should Bill Clinton's indiscretions really be part. You know, fair game.
Yeah.
They asked him, well, then your indiscretions should be. He's like, oh, yeah, but Hillary's already gone there and I smacked her down.
Jeez.
Something like that. She called me sexist. I smacked her down. That's all they care about. They care that he wins. He wins.
Well, yeah, you're right. I mean, that's his whole campaign. He's winning. That's right. The only thing. He's winning. Which brings us back to the question, who are these fucking people that have a hard on for Donald Trump to be president? I don't get it.
Well, I think we played a clip of him yesterday.
Oh yeah. That guy with the monkey.
Right.
Yeah. Creepy. Yeah. That's a Donald Trump fan. I bet you he's voting for Donald Trump.
Or it's like this chimp right here.
What'd you say?
Yeah. Chimp. Fucking nigger right here with a fucking mop on his head.
You better get out of here.
I don't give a fuck. He's milking my fucking tax dollars.
You better get out. I don't give a fuck.
He's milking my fucking tax dollars.
Yeah, yeah.
A black guy with a job who's filming these retired people also says, why don't you have a job? You're sitting here all day. Most of them are retired.
Right. They worked.
Have you ever worked? He said to the one guy who it turns out was like a school teacher for 30 years.
And the group was there because they were protesting fracking.
Fracking near schools.
Yeah. I mean,
frack near schools.
Who's for that? Who would have a problem with that? I mean, that's something we should all be upset. We shouldn't be fracking near our children trying to learn shit.
Initially, it says.
Fucking stupid. He's right wing.
Identified that they thought he was an employee of Rex Energy who they were protesting, but it turns out later that he works for something called MMC Land Management.
Okay.
Who's getting some great publicity.
MMC.
In fact, a statement posted on the Facebook said, today we were disgusted to learn that one of MMC's former employees used racial slurs and made racially charged comments during a peaceful protest in Mars, Pennsylvania, outside of work hours.
Goodbye,
at a location with which we have no affiliation. We are sorry this incident occurred, whether at work or not. We do not condone hate speech, all caps,
Now look who's got to go find a fucking job.
Right. MMC has terminated this employee. We'll never do business with him again in the future. He's been identified as Joe Pisone, P-I-S-O-N-E.
Joe, you're an asshole.
A Facebook profile has been removed. I saw it before it was removed yesterday.
I'm sure. Oh,
remember,
I told you
it had all like deer heads on it and dead deers. God. And it's Big Hunter.
Lovely. Is this Pinterest still up? Is it active?
Who doesn't have a job, Joey?
Hey, Joey!
That person you made the monkey voice at probably was making more than you to begin with.
Dude, he's a cameraman.
And is now definitely making more than your unemployed racist ass.
Yeah,
He'll have a news on Fox any day now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, a show?
Joe Pisone show.
I don't know that guy is necessarily anchor person material.
You don't think?
I don't know what his reading level is. What do you think?
I don't know. Yeah, you got a point there.
Why don't you take that impersonation on the road? I'm sure, actually, he's probably, you're right. You're right. These right-wing nut job lunatics, somebody's going to hold him up as a martyr.
Joey
Pisone.
Another follow-up to yesterday.
Crab diving follow-up.
The affluenza twunt.
Oh, yes.
And his mother.
See.
Criminals that were caught in Mexico.
Uh-oh.
There's a little more information that came out.
Oh, shit.
It turns out that they did have a little, I guess, going away party before he left.
Oh, my God.
Then
these are the worst criminals.
Then they ended up, they drove down. They ended up in some ritzy part for a few days. But then they moved inland to a part where more of the locals live, kind of a more rundown area, they say. And they rented an apartment for $100 a month.
Oh, my God.
And
I got to move to Mexico.
And
$100 a month.
$100 a month.
It's the neighborhood safe. I mean, cartel there?
The people there said they stuck out like sore thumbs. They didn't speak Spanish. And they said that the horrible dye job on the kid was obvious from like 100 feet away. That
why?
It just is so bad.
See, I was right. I said yesterday.
Jet black hair.
They should have gone to Europe or something where they could blend in a little bit or get some bronzer. Does anyone ask this kid why he didn't get any like tanning lotion or something? I'm serious.
Why didn't he brown face it?
Yes.
But I guess it turns out they caught him because one of them finally used their cell phones order a pizza. Or something
in
like
Mexico?
That. In Mexico? Yeah, I guess you can order pizza in Mexico.
They have pizza!
They're civilized. They have running water and shit.
No. That's how he got caught. He ordered a pizza with a fucking cell phone?
I think that's the story.
Has he ever watched a movie about like spying and shit like that?
Yeah, that's what we talked about yesterday.
Crabdiving.com.
We talked about it yesterday. They're not bright. They're not...
Everybody's tearing up their cell phones and getting rid of their SIM cards in every movie about shit like this. This exactly. One fucking guy.
And you go to a 7-Eleven and buy a burner.
Right. Or you know what? Or you know what? You get something that you don't have to order over the phone because you're on the lam. You can't have everything you want anymore, dummy. You can't order a pizza with your fucking cell phone.
Right.
Because you're a horrible, murderous little twunt on the run from the law. God.
That
is unfucking real.
One of the phones owned by the couches was used to call a Domino's pizza in Puerto Vallarta.
There's Domino's pizza in Mexico.
The call led investigators.
Who wants? Go ahead. I'm sorry. Who's ordering Domino's in Mexico?
Led them initially to a condo complex, but they said that. They had moved out, and they had already moved into an apartment in Puerto Vallarta's less glamorous Old Town section.
That sounds fine to me.
It said initially they were near the beach, but then they moved to, quote, a more discreet location. It ended up being a location where they stuck out more because...
Yeah.
There's two tourists. American idiots, right, who don't speak fucking Spanish.
How much? Really? It was $100 a month?
That's what they
said. How many bedrooms? Is it available? Damn.
It might be available in a couple of days.
That makes me nuts. Is that area dangerous? Is the cartel in that area?
U.S. Marshal Service says they don't discuss investigative techniques, so they're not telling us exactly.
Well, how did they get the cell phone? They located that they made the cell phone company disclose where the call came from. They're not geniuses. That's what
said, if anybody uses this phone, call us.
Right. Bam. Brilliant.
There you go. It says, I'm reading the Washington Post. Domino's Pizza did not immediately return the Post's request.
For a comment?
Right.
Hey, Domino's, how come these fucking criminals love your yummy pizza so much? What's wrong with you?
And how gross American.
Oh,
you're in Mexico.
It's so
and
funny.
You're ordering Domino's
they're
fucking
from Texas.
Pizza, you assholes.
They're from fucking Texas. We just drove through that shit state. What do you expect? No offense if you're listening from there. I'm sorry. But
good God,
of course,
probably
Domino's.
Probably steps from where they were fucking living, where it was probably amazing real food. And this idiot's like, I want a pizza from Domino's.
Why didn't they get an empanada?
Right.
Is that Mexican?
Okay.
Is it?
I think. Maybe.
Is it Spanish?
I don't know. I don't know my origins a lot of those.
The origins.
So there you go. And they've also, if you thought they were coming back to the States like today or so or something like that, that ain't happening because they've filed some paperwork.
What?
They're contesting the extradition. So it might be like a month or two before these assholes, before they go through all the bureaucratic bullshittery. They say, I guess they say it very seldom works, but they have to go through the bureaucratic bullshittery now.
Do you think they would have got caught if they hadn't have fucked up? And who the, I am out of my mind. I mean, they ordered a pizza with the cell phone. Yeah. Their own cell phone from, you know.
It just says a phone attributed to them, so yeah.
Yeah. Wow, they should, you know, Domino's, you don't have to call in the order. You can walk in, place the order. How long do you think it takes to prepare a Domino's pizza?
Not like 8 minutes. You have that app.
No, right. Eight minutes. It's the Domino's like that. App. I do have that. It takes 8 minutes.
Right.
God, what a fuck up.
That was unwise.
Do you think it was the kid and the mom was like, you did what? You ordered a pizza with your cell phone?
Maybe, yeah. I don't know.
How stupid.
I get. Maybe we'll find out more.
I mean, why would you think you wouldn't get caught like that? Everyone's looking for you.
Right.
Do you think there were bounty hunters looking for them? With a reward?
5,000? I mean, yeah, at some
point. That's a lot of money, man.
Yeah, but, you know, expenses and shit. You're going to fly down
to Mexico?
How are you going to?
It's $100 a month to rent an apartment.
But who knew they were in Mexico?
Oh, yeah. Well, we thought they were until on the show.
Well, when they said they took their truck, yeah. Right. I mean, that's where else were they going?
I mean, these idiots, maybe it could have just followed their Instagram account. Were they Instagramming as well as ordering pizzas with their fucking cell phone?
Didn't that guy, that cartel dude that escaped not that long ago in Mexico, wasn't that the thing, his son, like 2 weeks after he escaped? Remember they dug that giant tunnel?
Oh, yeah.
He disappeared into his shower?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then it was like two weeks later that they found out one place he had been because his son sent out a fucking Instagram with having dinner with dad.
Oh my God. I
don't know if dad sanctioned that because he was moving on or
a
whatever,
guy that digs a tunnel to escape and right. all that shit didn't sanction the Instagram post. He's more careful than that. I mean, this is, I mean, God, right. It's unreal that they ordered a pizza on their own cell phone, man.
Yeah.
How, and in a way, you know, I mean, the kid is horrible. He killed those people. And,
right. But you're more outraged by their
lack of
lack of James Bonditude.
Oh, yeah. Everybody is fascinated with things like this when people are on the run, you know, because it's interesting. Like, mm-hmm. how are you doing this? This is what movies are about. The movie industry, the entertainment industry, Hollywood liberals glamorize this type of lifestyle.
Right.
This would never show up in a movie. Nobody would ever do this because it's too stupid. It's disappointing, I guess. Disappointing. It's a big letdown.
It's funny. We talked yesterday about that poll that showed that Donald Trump and the Pope are tied for second and for the most the most admired man of 2015.
Who does that? What does that say about the people voting for this? Who are these people?
I know.
One side loves Trump. The other side loves the Pope.
And
what?
Number one, President Obama, again, for like the eighth year in a row.
How's that possible?
Number one most admired man.
That's impossible. He's a tyrant. He ruined Christmas, and he's not even from the country of which he's president of.
But again, on Fox, the headline was Trump ties Pope for second.
Boo. Jeez.
Like, you don't hear that Obama
won.
Was the most admired man. They don't, you know, that's a footnote. In the to the big story is that Trump is second.
With God damn.
Which is a big story.
Right.
But
it is weird.
Yeah.
What's so great about Donald Trump?
Again, it's just swinging the big American cock around. That's right. All they care about.
I'm going to do the helicopter.
We need tough. We need to be strong. We need to be tough. You hear his bullshit. Make America great again. Woo!
Not my big balls.
It's amazing,
stupid
bullshit. And you hear him, if there's no applause for a few seconds, he just says, we just need to bomb the shit out of him. Ah, woo, yeah.
And the explaining, God, when he said the thing about the wall in that speech.
Or the wall.
God, he says wall.
Waves out the wall.
And he gets this huge, like, applause break.
Yeah.
Who are these maniacs? And then him explaining away the wall, like how, yes. Dolly. When he explains the wall,
actually, more appropriate.
Oh shit, that cow is angry. But when he's explaining the wall, it's amazing because he's like, you know, centuries ago, they made the Great Wall of China, 18,000 miles or 1,800 miles. How long is the Great Wall of China? Who cares?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. He says they made that wall, and this wall's not even that long. He said they just need, somehow he came up with a number. He
goes, 10 billion.
10 billion to build the wall?
He says, yeah, if 10 billion, he goes, you know, and I'm sure I won't even need that much, and it'll be the best wall. It'll be an amazing wall. And the audience is just, they're scrabbling to get their hands down their old stretch pants to try to touch something that hasn't moved in decades.
They're old, sad stretch pants. Elastic, no longer effective.
Right.
Nylon.
They eat that shit right up. That asshole.
They love it.
Slings it out for
him. He's like, combined with like the natural barriers between us and Mexico, we're only going to need 1,000 miles worth of wall. Do you know that?
Oh, is that what he said?
1,000 miles. That seems like a lot.
Right.
I mean, you know, I guess if you did, you know that, you see it a lot out here anyway, those kind of bamboo fences that people can buy.
Right.
Those are very affordable. You see those a lot in California anyway. Maybe we could put up a bamboo fence in between. Right. Get one big roll of it.
Get
something.
Pier 1 involved.
Oh, yes.
To donate.
I need Pier 1 imports on the phone right now.
Stat.
Right.
Speaking of accolades.
Yay.
WND,
fuck you,
WorldNet Daily,
god damn it,
has named its man of the year
Chuck Norris.
I'm sure you were all waiting with bated breath.
Kirk Cameron.
The name of the man of the year, according to WND, is Donald Trump.
Oh, I was going to guess Ted Nugent. Damn it. Wow. Congratulations, Donald.
According to WND columnist Larry Klayman, who we've played clips from before.
I remember that name.
President Obama already took home Muslim of the Year honors.
No, he didn't. Did he really?
Well, I mean, it's not official. Oh. It's WN fucking D. It's
what happens? Do you think, okay, Mrs. Obama, the first lady, they're all at the breakfast table eating something healthy, I imagine.
Probably.
Right? And she kind of looks over at Barack. She's reading the paper. She goes, oh, honey, look, you were named Muslim of the Year by WND. Right. Congratulations, sweetheart. I'm so proud of you.
Far-right news outlet WorldNet Daily didn't even take Christmas Day off.
Oh, shit.
Because that's the day it published a column by insurrectionist birther attorney Larry Klayman.
How did that fit on a business card?
On Christmas Day, as he, quote, satirically named the president 2015's Muslim of the Year.
Congratulations. God damn. Christmas he does this?
Quote, he is someone who has cleverly, through various means, radically changed the world order and most furthered the Islamic caliphate based on the death of all infidels to Allah.
What is the caliphate? Is that ISIS or the?
Yeah, that's the kingdom they want to create.
Okay, maybe I have a problem and something. Didn't we just do a story about how Obama just bombed the fuck out of them and we ran them out of Ramadi?
I'm sure it's
wherever
it's
the fuck.
A ploy. It's a false flag.
False flag, baby.
Yeah, it's they're just lulling us into a false sense of security.
New world order. Shadow government.
No other Muslim has done as much. Particularly given his power as president of the United States to further Allah's goal of a Christian and Jew-free world, okay. He says.
Religion is a... I agree with Christopher Hitchens. Religion is a big fat fucking fail. Fail! Fail!
Good God.
Fail!
Listen to this.
Fail.
As we celebrate the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and rejoice in the greatness of his and the Father's universe...
Jesus was black!
We turn to the new year. A traditional ritual is reflecting on the past year, and as Time Magazine does, anointing the most prominent person of 2015.
Dee-dee-dee-dee.
Indeed, 2015 has been, for all practical purposes, the year of the Muslim.
Fuck you!
He's fucking out of his mind.
The year of the Muslim?
Out of his mind.
This is the dawning of the age of the Muslim. The age of the Muslim.
Okay.
Let's see.
This is not. I didn't know, this is the year of the Muslim. Congratulations, guys.
He says there's a ring that Obama's worn since college that says Muslim of the year.
It's a cock ring. It's cock ring.
What the fuck? I don't know this story.
Oh, yes. Barack Hussein Obama, please show us your Allah ring.
As a student at Harvard Law School, then bachelor, Barack Obama's practice of wearing a gold band on his wedding ring finger puzzled his colleagues.
What
now newly published photographs of Obama from the 80s show that the ring Obama wore on his wedding ring finger as an unmarried student is the same ring Michelle Robinson put on his finger at the couple's wedding ceremony in 1992.
Okay.
According to Arabic language and Islamic experts.
Oh, shit.
Gee, who do you think WND's consulting?
Right.
The ring Obama has been wearing for more than 30 years is adorned with the first part of the Islamic Declaration of Faith.
Kill all whitey.
The Shahada, which says there is no God except Allah.
Oh, shit. No.
Out of their minds.
God. I almost...
They're out of their fucking minds.
You know what? I almost hope my atheism is bullshit. I hope there is a God out there, and I hope it's not Jesus. I hope it's Allah. He comes back, and all the white people be like, hey, Allah. Who are you? Where's Jesus? And Allah's like, listen, I'm so sorry to break this to you. Jesus don't exist, baby. You were wrong. Good one. Survey says.
Show me Jesus. WND editor and CEO Joseph Farah. We've played his shit before.
Okay, again, that title makes him sound like a normal person that's not a lunatic, racist, nut job asshole.
He said, Has any personality ever dominated the news more than Donald Trump did in 2015?
Ooh, dominate
me. I mean, he's got a point.
Oh, yes.
He says, Trump turned immigration into a central issue in the Republican primary. Trump shifted the national conversation on terrorism by calling for a ban on Muslim immigration.
What a dick.
He gets people talking.
Well, yes. Trump has started a lot of conversations with a bunch of fucking xenophobic racist asshole idiots. Congrats.
He even changed the accepted history of the September 2001 terrorist attacks.
Yes.
By forcing the media to report Muslim celebrations in the United States that day.
Oh, my God.
There weren't.
Jeez. Wait. Didn't he find that Facebook invite from that day where they invited 30,000 Muslims to have a big party on the roof right after the...
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
Trump will... Oh, this person's really deluded.
Oh, that's great.
Trump will attract votes from women, Hispanic, and African Americans. One of the authors, Jerome Corsi, WND senior staff writer.
Oh, okay.
Says Trump will attract votes from women, Hispanics, and African Americans. He's done more to improve the economic status of minorities in America than all the other candidates combined.
Oh, okay. Well, how do you figure that? I don't get that at all. And you know what? Any of those groups that he mentioned, women, Hispanics, blacks,
you're right.
Any of them.
It ain't going well.
Well, no, I won't. If you're African American, if you're a woman, if you're Latino and you like Trump, tweet us at Crab Diving. Just tell me why.
I think there's women. I think you're going to be hard pressed to find. You know, there's the Stepford Christian women.
But he made that joke about somebody bleeding out of their eyes, Megyn Kelly or something. She could have been bleeding out of the other place. Right. Oh, God, he's a fucking idiot. I mean, he goes up on stage, this Trump. He waddles up there, and his jokes are based in like the humor of an 8-year-old, and they love him.
No, they love him. Love him.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton going to the bathroom is disgusting. I can't even talk about it. It's so disgusting.
She went to the bathroom, you dumbass. Right. So fucking dumb. Also, the people that put the debate together, fucking idiots. I tell you what, you have three people on camera.
Well, and only 5 minutes.
Right! You have to let your performers take a piss, my God!
Right. Bernie's, you know, no spring chicken either.
Yes.
It might take a while to get that shit going.
Ugh. Yeah, but for sure. there needs to be a close bath for him to, I mean, they just fail.
Right.
Fail, fail, fail.
And do you think he had to share with O'Malley? You think they were side by side urinals and during the break? They only got 5 minutes.
Right. Do they get along? Do you think all the Democratic candidates, they get along when they're hanging out?
It seems like they do, right?
Yeah, yeah. By the way, who's O'Malley? You mentioned, who's O'Malley?
Martin O'Malley.
Okay.
He's sort of running.
Oh, is he running?
Yeah.
For what, president?
He was.
Oh.
He is.
Okay.
I think.
Good job.
Talked to a guy yesterday in Iowa.
Who knows him? Oh, right. One guy
he
showed
He talked
up.
To a guy in Iowa, yeah.
I got a right-wing nut job friend on Facebook who threw that story up there, and his big
Were
comment.
They crowing about it?
This is so awesome.
Oh, God. Didn't we?
This is awesome.
Didn't we have one of theirs who, it was June, there's no excuse. This was in a blizzard. That's why only one guy showed up for O'Malley's meeting. But didn't Santorum have one guy in June? So don't sling that shit at us.
You really, I mean, but you got to give it to the guy. Any chance to make fun of a Democratic candidate, you got to take because there's not a lot of opportunities.
Yeah.
Oh, what are you going to make fun of Bernie Sanders for being honest and saying he wants to raise the minimum fucking wage?
He wants everyone to have health care.
He's a socialist.
He wants everyone to have a personal stake in where they work and maybe have the company give a shit about its employees and stuff and not just have profits as the
Fuck
number
you,
one goal.
Fuck you, socialist. You twant. Taker.
Speaking of twant, this one's going to drive our pretty misandrist crazy.
No.
As well it should. This is...
Oh, shit.
They were reporting on Cosby's
right
shenanigans and the fact that Cosby has been arrested, charged.
Oh, man.
Felony.
Oh, okay. Jeez.
And here's how they discuss it on Fox.
Wait, there's no other way to discuss this. This fucking rape has just finally got busted.
Well, one of these people
is this an apologist?
Is about to accuse the victim of bearing some responsibility because she willingly took the drugs.
Oh my God. What?
And we just got some new information in the Bill Cosby case. Let's take a look. Do we have his mugshot? Yeah, let's take a look at his mugshot. There it is, Bill Cosby. Sorry, my camera's a little bit on delay here. But there's Bill Cosby's mugshot today, of course. Criminal charges were announced against him for drugging and sexually assaulting a woman 12 years ago, or just under 12 years. Joining me now to talk about it, Fox News contributor, former criminal defense attorney, Ebony Williams. Ebony, thanks very much.
Of course, Greg.
I don't think anybody ever thought they'd see that mugshot of Bill Cosby.
It was looking like we weren't going to see it. I mean, pretty much all of these cases, some 50-plus women, most of them coming up against a real statute of limitations issue, as you just pointed out, just making it under the buzzer here. And but for this deposition being unsealed over the summer, I don't think we would see these cases.
Yeah, in the deposition, of course, he admits under oath that he drugged women
sure.
to have sex with them.
Yes.
I mean, if you were the lawyer... I mean, you would have settled those cases so he never had to take a deposition.
Exactly right.
Right.
Yeah, that's going to haunt him forever. You know, you can't kind of take that back. He also admits that even by his own admission, unsure of their ability or capacity to have consent, you know, basically saying that he wasn't told no, so he implied that consent was given. That's not...
Which...
Wow.
Is no.
Yeah, yeah.
And again, you can't... Even if someone takes a drug willingly...
Right, right.
That consent... The ability to consent is gone.
I mean, just think about how insane that is. Yeah, you're giving someone a drug, so it's not like...
Well, and you're not telling them you're going to stick your finger in an orifice.
It's not a hall pass. It's not like you give somebody a fucking Benadryl.
Or it's not like, hey, let's take this, and I'm going to fuck you while you're paralyzed. And she's like, oh, yeah, give it to me. That's not what happened. It's
right.
like, here, take this. It'll make you feel better.
Right.
Drink this wine, and next thing you know, he's two knuckles deep.
Oh. Man,
and they can't move. It's not. There was no.
They can't even. They can't even discuss this properly on Fox.
They got to blame the victim.
They can't. Fox. Hey, okay, you know who's the loser? Fox.
Sure.
They can't do anything right.
The way the law works, those words will haunt him and his defense team.
Yeah, I mean, he told police apparently, according to the criminal complaint, that yes, I drugged this particular woman.
Sure.
And yet he insists that the silence that ensued from her was consent. Okay, you can go ahead and have sex with me.
Yeah, some kind of tacit consent. And why we're seeing states like California earlier this year passing, you know, active consent necessary laws that say silence is not enough. You have to actually wait for an affirmative yes, this is okay.
To which all Jesus. The asshole men's rights advocates were like, oh, what do we do? Have to need a signed document to make sure that we can have sex with somebody?
Oh, God.
Indeed, for it to be applicable.
All right. Now, it's been almost 12 years since the events occurred.
Sure.
And it's hard proving a case that old.
Memories get old. People, facts start to slip.
And problem with the alleged victim is here that she willingly took the pills.
Good God.
The problem is that she willingly took the pills.
Why is there a problem?
That's not the problem.
God.
That's not the problem.
She willingly took the pills.
Yeah. Gotta be
problem with the alleged victim is here that she willingly took the pills. She willingly took the wine. Does she bear some responsibility and does that...
No!
Oh,
no.
You gotta be shitting me. You must be shitting me. What responsibility does this rape victim have in her rape? Is this guy from the 50s?
This is that brotastic bullshit view of that... You know, you blame the victim. If she had drinks, what did she was dressed like that? Right. What did she think was going to happen?
Is this a fucking news program?
No,
this
it's
is
Fox.
A fucking news program.
No, it's Fox.
Yeah, it's Fox. It's insane.
Undercut the criminal charges against Bill Cosby.
Well, you know, it's arguable, Greg. I mean, one could say that's what he says. He says that she willingly took it. We don't know what he told her.
It doesn't matter if she willingly took it or not. If it wasn't implicit that you're going to take this and penetrate me. Then that's rape. That's rape. Cause there's no, once she's paralyzed and drunk and or unconscious, she can't consent to being digitally or dickily penetrated.
Dickily.
She can't.
Is that lawyer a female who's on here talking? I mean, this is amazing.
Right. Ebony something or other.
Ebony Williams.
Greg, I mean, one could say that's what he says. He says that she willingly took it. We don't know what he told her those pills were. He could have said they were, you know, these are just arguments that the prosecutors might make. So I think, again, it's going to be tough for Mr. Cosby to overcome his admissions in that deposition. It is 12 years old, the case. But the depo, you know, certainly will preserve the record in a way that I think will be helpful for the prosecutors.
So there you go.
Jeez. Wow. Crack legal analyzation.
The problem with the alleged victim here is she willingly took the pills.
Even the statement of that is kind of fucked up. The problem with the victim.
The alleged victim.
Jeez. Can't they? They just can't get on the right side of any fucking issue. I don't know what it is. They're fucking assholes.
And how many of the 50... A number of the 50 accusers have said they don't want a fucking thing. They don't want to charge him. They don't want money from him. They're not going to sue him. They're not entering into any lawsuits. They just want it to stop, and they want him to face the music for what he did.
They want to see some justice.
Right.
Well, Fox isn't quite sure. Oh, my God. The problem with the victim, you got to be shitting me. They said that. God.
Unreal that's the view they have.
Is this, what show is this on Fox? Blame the Victim?
It was Shep Smith's show, but he wasn't on. It was this other idiot.
Right.
This guy who said that, Jarrett something. Or,
well, I would venture to say Shep Smith wouldn't have fucking said that.
No, I agree.
He's the only, I know this is another thing to say.
Greg Jarrett.
Greg Jared.
Yeah.
God, Greg.
This guy's name.
Jeez. Hey, Greg, stick to the teleprompter. Right. You know, off the cuff, riffing, you know, that's not for you. It's not for you. It's not. If you say shit like that.
Yeah, maybe you should.
God.
Just let the talking heads or the, you know, the guys whispering in your ear.
Use your mouth for reading.
Right. Sad news. First the news. George Pataki,
yes,
was still running for president.
Oh wow!
Sad news. He yesterday quit.
Oh.
George Pataki.
Okay.
Now we're down to 12.
Oh, Jesus Christ. How long is this fucking election process?
Right.
There's still 12 people running. Oh, let's play a game. 12 Republican candidates, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to see if I can name the ones still running. Santorum?
Yes.
Rubio?
Yes.
Cruz?
Sure.
Trump?
Uh-huh.
The Flesh Couch, Huckabee.
Huckabee?
I'm only at 5?
That's only 5.
Holy shit. Chris Christie?
Ding, ding.
Jeb?
Jebediah James Earl Jones Bush.
Okay, I need 5 more.
5 more?
Are you shitting me? Who am I missing? Oh, Rand Paul?
Rand Paul?
I said Trump already.
You said Trump.
And I said Jeb Bush.
You did.
And Lindsey Graham is a no-go. Damn, I got come 4 on. More.
Brain surgeon.
Oh, Fiorina.
Carly Fiorina.
Okay.
Brain surgeon.
Ben Carson.
Ben Carson.
Okay, 2 more.
That's 10.
It's no way. I 10? Wait, okay. Shit. Okay, give me a hint. Damn, you can't think of
it
either.
I don't know that I can right now.
Oh.
Anyway, there's still a bunch of them.
Oh, Kasich. Rick O'Kasich.
Oh, Rick Kasich. That's one.
Yes.
John Kasich.
There's one more. Who the fuck is it? Damn, I bet when we remember it, we're going to be like, holy shit.
Right.
We said the Flesh Couch.
Yes. Republican.
Damn, I can't believe we're missing one.
The
is Ted Nugent running?
It's Gilmore. Is Gilmore still
Who
running?
The fuck
Did
is
he ever
that?
Drop out?
Damn, we do a daily political show. I don't know who
it
that
might
is.
Be Jim Gilmore, I wonder.
Well, congratulations, Jim. Well, there's another one too, right? Or we hit all 12.
That's 12 if it's Gilmore.
Well, Jim, Jet, we do a show every day on the news.
It is Gilmore.
We didn't know you.
Gilmore is still running.
You're running a shitty campaign, my friend. You read every headline. Every headline.
I knew Jim Gilmore.
Oh, did you? I know who the fuck he was.
No, I just came up with that. Then I saw it.
Oh, you remembered
Yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn, good for you. Who's this Jim Gilmore? Guy.
All right.
Hey, listen, that kid, the influenza kid, should have stuck with you. He never would have been discovered.
Right.
Jim, try ordering a pizza with your cell phone. Maybe they'll get you some attention.
Yeah, Jim Gilmore still running. So that's your 12. Very well done, though. I mean, that was...
Oh, thank you.
I didn't think
I was going to get there. That's sad. I almost couldn't think of Rand
Paul. When you stopped
Paul.
At 5, I was like, ooh.
Jim Gilmore sucks, dude. Does he who is he? Does he have a Facebook page? Get a Twitter, dummy. I don't know who the fuck you are.
He may have all that stuff, but
I see all the headlines on Drudge every day and on the HuffPo usually.
Right.
Dude, hire somebody. My fucking God. Do a little SEO.
He's the Martin O'Malley. Well, no, I mean he's even Martin O'Malley people kind of know. On the other side.
Right.
I've got a store here of, if you go to our Facebook page, ladies and gentlemen, facebook.com/crabdiving. This is off of Think Progress.
Ify.org.
You remember these, the owners of Sweet Cakes by Melissa?
Okay.
In Oregon.
I don't know. What is this? Is this
they were...
I don't want to make cakes for your
There you go.
Gay wedding.
A couple of beaver bumpers. They did not want to make... a cake.
God,
I think it was
damn.
For either a lesbian or a gay couple.
You people
I don't
are
know which one.
Fucking assholes. Everybody needs cake.
They refused to pay. You know, they lost their case. They were found guilty.
Bye bye.
And were told to pay $135,000 in damages
and to go fuck yourself.
They refused to pay.
Yes,
for over 6 months. And they're saying that the sum of the money was probably easily available to them because online efforts raised them at least $500,000.
Oh, come on.
The money continues to come
God.
In.
Oh, my God. It's not funny, but it's just like...
And doesn't account for donations sent to them in the mail. They, you know, there could
God
be people
damn
sending
it.
Them checks that we don't know about.
What? You gotta be shitting me.
Todd Starnes.
No.
Of Fox.
God, what a dick.
I'm Todd Starnes.
I'm a real piece of shit.
That's
how he signs off, by the way. I'm a total piece of shit.
They say he happily, here on thinkprogress.org, say Todd Starnes happily ignored the fact that the couple was violating an order for 6 months to tell his version of their sob story. Because the Kleins had refused to pay or set up a payment plan, the state had seized their bank accounts earlier this month and took $7,000 in cash.
Oh, shit.
Money.
Yeah.
They say one of the accounts was labeled God's money, which she explained was there where we kept our money for tithing.
No, no, they didn't take God's money. Oh, no.
She wrote, Todd Starnes wrote, yes, friends, the state of Oregon stole money meant for our Lord.
Okay. Number one, our Lord doesn't buy anything, right? Maybe our, would you think if you were,
you know, there's expenses.
You know, it is kind
of the toilet paper he goes through.
God? What, you think
the
he's
size
big?
Of that ass.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you think God's big? Like he's maybe. Huge? You know?
He's huge. Of course he is.
Well, but God doesn't need money. If God wants toilet paper, my God. He's like, send me some toilet paper. I'll send another typhoon to Mumbai. You know what I mean?
Todd Starnes said that paying the full fine was the price the Kleins had to pay for following the teachings of Jesus Christ.
It's so dumb. How can anybody be into this anymore? Honestly, just listen to this guy. It's all nuts.
Well, finally, they've coughed up the dough. And they finally turned over a check for $136,000 plus, which includes interest on what they owed. So there you go. They're conservative celebrities. They're still out there doing they were on the Heritage Foundation. They did videos reading mean tweets about themselves for a video. You want to hear some of this?
Oh, sure.
Here are the Kleins, owners of Sweet Cakes.
It doesn't make any sense. I mean, it's like they don't want to give gay people wedding cakes, but that's refusing business. It's dumb.
Suck it, homophobic bakers. Okay.
Oregon bakers read mean tweets.
Let's see. Evangelical bakers have decided to sell wedding cakes to gays with anti-gay Bible verses on top. They call it frostalitizing.
There's
I don't even know what that word is.
I think it's like proselytizing, only it's...
I don't even know.
Listen, they're editing the tweets, because I'm sure there are a lot of tweets that are like, fuck you, you Christo-fascist asshole bigot motherfuckers.
Do you listen to these two explain that joke to each other? We get it. Frostalitizing. Yeah. Who doesn't get that?
She's,
we get it. It's frosting a cake.
She's making Christian cakes in the middle of Oregon.
Jeez.
I mean, what do you...
They're not bright.
But it's kind of funny. Yeah. Being a bigot is expensive. It seems Anna Melissa Klein, Oregon anti-gay baker, is ordered to pay $135,000. Okay.
You know,
she's got a nose ring, by the way. I'm not sure that she does.
Ouch.
You know, Jesus is slacking off when Satan has to step in to shut down the haters and bigots.
Oh, wow. Okay, so
these aren't,
God, these suck.
Well, this is, don't forget, this is by the Heritage Foundation, which is a conservative group. They're not gonna put the worst of, I mean, what we would consider the best comments.
But here's what they just read the comment, and then they both go, oh, wow, jeez. Right. To make the segment work, don't you have to have something to say?
They don't.
Yeah, Aaron and Melissa Klein, Sweet Cakes are not Christians. Christ would never stoop so low as to behave the way they have. Bigots.
Greedy, gay, hating bakers pocket sweet bigot bucks. Tell the court to suck frosting.
Those were interesting. Although we've read way worse.
Yeah.
In 2015, Aaron and Melissa Klein were ordered to pay $135,000 for refusing to bake a cake for a same-sex.
I would say that at first, when this all hit, and we, on our Facebook page, when people blew up our Facebook with saying things, it really hurt really bad, hearing.
You mean it might have hurt a gay couple that showed up to just have some fucking cakes made for their goddamn wedding, and you're like, I can't do that because my Jesus says that you're gonna burn an eternal fire?
They're just so dumb. I mean, listen what she said. She's like, when the internet, when Facebook started blowing up and people started saying things, they started saying things. It hurt. When they said things, it hurt.
Yeah.
Did
when,
it?
When they said things to us after we did something heinous, yes. It hurt.
I think it might hurt when anybody says anything to her because she might have to think.
The names that people would call and, you know, by saying the C word and B word. I mean, just words that I'm not going to repeat, but... And I would cry, and it just, like, it really hurt my heart.
You start to realize they're coming from a place of ignorance. It's not a place of knowledge of who you are. It's not a place of knowledge of what the situation actually is.
They're coming from a place of ignorance. We're the rest of society is the ignorant ones.
Oh, yeah.
And these morons are in fucking lightened because they won't make some cakes.
I mean, it's just... them reading, I don't know. What, they don't have anything to say about the tweets.
It's just changed in
conservative humor.
So dumb. It's funny.
I'm going from like being having hurt feelings and, you know, people hurting me by their words, you know, to now when I read it, I actually hurt for them, and I feel that I pray for them.
Oh, please. Thank you.
Go ahead. Yeah. Hey, pray for me.
Yeah.
Why not me? Pray for me.
Yeah. Pray
you
your taint off. You
I just
idiot.
Had a fucking crab diving epiphany. You know why Trump is so successful? He's the only funny one. Epiphany of crab diving.
He's the only funny one?
He's the only funny one. He's funny. I mean, you have to at least give him that. He has great timing. He makes funny faces when he's up there.
Right?
I mean, and it's entertaining.
He's a great imitation of a disabled person.
Right. Oh, my God. Maybe it's not. Oh, now I should have said that. But you know what I mean? I mean, he's like part stand-up comic.
When right.
He's giving those stupid fucking speeches. And even though what he's saying is dumb and wrong and, you know, bigoted, His timing's good, and he works that crowd.
Yeah, he's great with the crowd.
I mean, that's what it is. That must be the secret to the sauce behind his success. His successful sauce.
I've got a clip here. I don't know how good this clip is. I haven't listened to it, but
yes,
this is on CNN.
Yes. This is CNN.
We've got...
That's my James Earl Jones.
A CNN anchor who passed out on the air.
No, cool. Who was it? Was it...
What they actually hold and what happens next, silly. Still clearly a big question. Poppy?
Absolutely. Becky Anderson, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Back here on American soil, bad news for the Obama administration. We have this new CNN ORC poll, which is... Quite a turnaround in
Happy Media New Year, Brian Stelter, CNN, New York.
Brian, thank you so much. And for all of you on Twitter who are asking if I'm okay, thank you so much. I got a little hot and I passed out for a moment. I am fine. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Oh my God.
Crazy.
God, I got to hand it to her. She's
a trooper.
Handled it better than I would. I mean, she was getting points across.
Poppy Harlow, yeah.
Hey, Poppy Harlow. She was, what the fuck kind of name is it? Poppy Harlow.
That's
I love that name. That should be a character in something. Poppy Harlow.
It is. It's on the character on CNN who passes out and wakes up.
Is she the what was she reporting on? I don't even know.
It was a poll, some poll. There was a 75-25% or something that was up on the screen at the time. Jeez. That she started fading out.
That's crazy, man.
Crazy, huh?
One time I was working the restaurant convention in Chicago and I was temping. I had this job, man. I was working for these pretzel vendors. They were trying to, you know, give out samples of their pretzels that they made. I was hired.
Were they good pretzels?
Oh, yes. Yeah. They were delicious. I got paid $7 an hour. And when the pretzels would come out, I would cut them with the scissors into little sample sizes. That was my job.
you were doing pretzel circumcisions.
Yes. I was a pretzel moil. $7 an hour.
Right. You didn't do it with your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
That's just too far.
I chewed it. I chewed them into little pieces and I spit them into the mouths of the...
That's how they get the salt to stick on them.
I baby birded them. No, and then I was walking around you know, on my lunch break, and they had all these samples of things, and I sampled them icy or something. And I just drank the cold icy thing too fast. I gave myself a brain freeze. Then apparently my eyes rolled back in the back of my head and I fell the fuck over. And yes. And I woke up and some guy was like, hey, are you all right? And I was sitting in the chair and I had no idea. I was like, what happened? He's like, oh, geez, your eyes rolled back in the back of your head and you fell over. I'm like, oh, man. Then the guy walked me back to my pretzel booth and that's it.
Too many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
I mean, I don't know what happened after that. The best
clip I could find.
Please, no one, I hope no one practiced their love on me. Oh, my God. Jeez.
So, yeah.
You think I got Cosby'd at the restaurant convention? Did you? Oh, shit.
Getting an acting lesson from Cosby,
oh, yeah,
were
that's
you?
Right.
Before we got a couple minutes left here on the big show, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern, live.
Yay.
At crabdiving.com/live. And then don't forget all kinds of other great stuff here on the network.
Oh, my God.
Tonight, Wednesday, if you're listening live, listen at 8 p.m. Pacific time, 11 p.m. Eastern, brand new Daily Upper Decker, the 2015 roundup or wrap up or compilation show. From 2015,
right
on this last hump day of 2015.
By the way, speaking of stuff on our network, God damn it! I was just opening the. Oh, here we go. Our podcast streams. When does it stream? Usually
hours.
The Tao of Inbound.
Yes,
it streams on the network periodically.
Sure,
It got mentioned in this article online. This from an article in Growth Labs.
Awesome,
like a marketing podcast to listen to.
There you go.
It says, why most marketing podcasts suck. And then they proceed to say why the Tao of Inbound does not.
Oh, well, that's good.
And then it's interesting. No, it's very positive. Right.
Well, that's great news. Getting some press here from some of the stuff from the Crab Diving Network.
Right. Congratulations, Ian.
You'll recall we played a clip yesterday from Catholic TV Network EWTN. It's quite a...
Wait, what is it?
EWTN?
Uten.
It was quite a... Remember that the guy that was interviewing Santorum,
right?
Remember the guy that talked like this?
Oh yeah, yeah.
And said, "Do you think God. That personhood is passing is important as constitutional with the?"
Is this where this guy is saying that my load deserves the right to own a car? Or
right,
something?
Your load,
like a property,
has voting rights,
property rights. That's a whole person.
Jeez,
that's a terrifying thought.
But only after it penetrates. The egg.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's a relief.
Not you don't have to put out a will every time you jerk Jeez. Off.
Do you ever notice that
rewrite
that's,
your will?
Oh yes, that's the only. Oh my God! I gotta call my lawyer again.
Jesus Christ. Here is
that's the only. By the way, that's the only science Hawaii's concerned about. You ever notice that? That's the only fucking thing they care about. When is a life a life? And they're all into the fucking egg being fertilized and the sperm's here, there, wherever. All
right. Once it's out, though.
Oh, yeah. Fuck you.
Fuck you. Starve. You take her.
Plant drugs on your car, arrest you 3 times, so you're in jail for the rest of your fucking life.
We're talking about yesterday, Santorum was talking about that he would go back and enforce DOMA, which was found to be unconstitutional by the Supreme Court allowing gay marriage.
Yeah, yeah.
He says he would go back and enforce it.
Oh, fuck off.
But it all started with, you'll remember, Kim Davis.
Oh, yeah. I remember Kim. Sure.
Of Kentucky taking her stand.
The portly martyr of South Carolina.
North Carolina. Here's a little report about Kim Davis.
In an exclusive sit-down interview, EWTN News Nightly's Catherine Zeltner talks with the county.
I'm so sorry. It's a sit-down interview. Of course. I mean, they're not going to walk around and talk to her. I don't think she has the cardio for that.
Get winded.
Clerk who gained international attention for refusing to license marriage or issue marriage licenses, rather, to same-sex couples.
Brian, I sat down with Kim Davis yesterday in her hometown of Moorhead, Kentucky.
Brian, I sat down I with know. Kim Davis yesterday.
What kind of affectation is that?
This is Catherine Zeltner.
Zeltner. She sounds like she's doing a really bad, like, high-pitched Adam Sandler.
Zeltner, S-Z-E-L-T-N-E-R.
Hey, talk normal.
She opened up about her meeting with Pope Francis during his U.S. visit. take us there to the Vatican Embassy. What was
it? Which we've all has been discovered is fake.
Right.
Like it was a group meeting, and it was maybe a chorus line of handshakes.
He didn't know.
She made it, and her lawyers made it sound like they had a sit down in a meeting where he, rubbed her tits and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
For being so brave.
I am tweaking her.
That's a Catholic thing when you, that's how the Pope blesses you. He rubs your breasts.
Oh, listen, you got to be careful.
Right. You know what? We're going to have to tease this. We're going to have to play this tomorrow.
Shit.
We got to bail.
Catholics, stop rubbing things.
Yeah. So we're just slipping the tip into Kim Davis.
Oh, geez.
Until tomorrow. Oh, just grossed myself out on that one.
Blech.
Thanks for listening today, ladies and gentlemen. We will be back 2 to 4 p.m. tomorrow, 5 to 7 Eastern, live here on crabdiving.com/listen. Then you can download us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher. Leave a good review.
Oh, yes.
And at crabdiving.com. Don't forget, Ryan's going to be doing some comedy. Find out where, find out when. Go to his very funny Twitter stream at RatedRComedy, or follow him. Or no, go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And we're back tomorrow with more Kim Davis, ladies and gentlemen.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.